will not be held responsible for any hearing impairments or damage caused to you from excessive exposure to this sound.
Welcome, welcome to another episode of Rolling Off Track Podcast, ROTPUD. And I'm Mr. B, and by my side, Mr. A. What's up, my buddy? What's up, my brother?
What's up, Mr. B?
What's up?
What's happening, brother?
It's been a couple of weeks, and I just want to tell the listeners thank you for sharing and downloading while we're gone. Here's another new episode, and we're going to try and keep this thing rolling, right, Mr. A?
Thank you for sharing and caring.
Sharing is caring. Yep. And going to change it up a little bit about what I'm about to say right now. But I'm going to say that this is a podcast where we talk about everything and anything we feel like. And as for myself, Mr. B, I usually like talking about games, movies, and tech. But anything comes across my mind, I'll be sure to share it with you and as well as anything that comes across. Mr. A, what about you, Mr. A? What's the most things that interest you?
A little bit of everything.
Oh, yeah. See that? So, yep, just kind of giving a little twist right here. And usually we would say, like, this is a podcast about tech, gaming, and movies, but that's those are maybe, like, some of the most things that we do for hobbies, right?
That was so last year.
But and we're just evolving and doing more things on the podcast. So we like to say, like, we do want to talk about everything and anything. So it's here it goes, and it's not real formal. So we just do what we do. We don't practice before. We just roll off track and just talk about whatever, right?
Roll it up. Yep. Yes, sir.
Roll it up. Yep. We just basically get in our virtual studio and start podcasting.
Yep, start talking it.
Yep, so let's just kick this podcast off, and if we don't understand nothing or we don't know anything, we can always learn together.
I don't know nothing,
so
let's do it.
Do it. Questions, comments, topics, anything, welcome. And I guess the first thing I want to say is from FB, Facebook it. Facebook it. So I want to say Daniel K. Thomas. He wants to give a shout out to the 505-87305 New Mexico, yo.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's the zip code 87305 New Mexico. And another one. This is from Mrs. B. V. Bennett. I would like to give a shout out to my homes, Sad Face. Sad Face Holmes. Let him know I miss him and may I request a song. But she didn't request a song, so. So I like that. Sad Face Holmes. She wants to give a shout out to Sad Face Holmes.
Shout out.
And Mr. Mitchell, he says, shout out to the producer of 50 Shades of Grey. Now I can have guys' night Saturdays planned. Just need to get her tickets to movie. Yep. So there's just a few shout outs from the fans out there. Just keep them coming. So what do you want to start off with, Mr. A? I'll let you start off. What's on your mind?
The bowling alley is on its last frame after 58 years. Meaning
bowling alley?
The Skits bowling alley. Remember the one that used to be Leisure's Bowl?
I think so, yeah.
The one on Lomas across from Holiday Bowl?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're closing it down now. They sold the property. It's going to be open for a few more months, but after the months are over, they're shutting it down. They sold the place.
Oh, snap.
Yep, it's been around since 1957.
1957, man. That's like 58 years, huh?
Yes, sir.
It's going away, but we like to give a clapping.
Clap it up.
Yeah. Yeah. But, 58 years.
Also to say that Holiday Bowl is planning on growing the little center, and they're thinking about making it a two-story a two-level little family entertainment center, 24,000 square feet, the Holiday Bowl.
Holiday Bowl, make it big.
Yep, they're going to put an arcade system in there and everything. Do it up big.
Do it big, bowl big.
Yes, sir. So no more Leisure Bowl, and now they're going to double-decker the Holiday Bowl.
All cool, cool. That'll be pretty good, especially if they put like more games and just just more space and more games for a lot of people to go in, huh?
Yeah, probably more spacing for like the food area too, bigger venue and whatnot.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, that'll be pretty good.
Yep.
Pretty good, pretty good. And like say, Modern Family. If you guys don't know Modern Family, which shows on what is it show on ABC?
Yep.
I think it was ABC. Yeah, but the next episode, which is going to air on February 25th. So Modern Family, that's going to air on February 25th. The whole episode was videoed with iPhones and iPads.
What?
Yep. So they just want to give a shout out to Apple for letting them use iPhones and iPads to film the whole thing. I guess they wanted to do a little experiment, and they went through with it, and yeah, everything was shot on iPhone 6s and their new iPads.
Damn.
That's pretty cool.
Now they need to do everything. They need to do everything on Samsung.
Samsung, yep. They should do another TV show. Should do a Samsung, huh?
Yeah, the GS5s and the Samsung Galaxy Tab Pros and whatnot.
Yep. Even the, I think it was number 6 too. Ba-bam.
Ba-ba-ba-bam. Speaking of airing episodes or whatever, Native American Women Share Culture in the new PBS episode, which will air at 7 p.m. this Thursday on February 19th. The episode is going to be called A Thousand Voices.
Thousand Voices.
Yep. It's just a bunch of different Native Americans who are going to be talking about their own culture and languages and traditions and ancestral families, clans, tribal communities, collective memories, and all that sort, all within a new PBS episode showing.
So it's just going to be one episode? It's not going to be like a series?
So far, it's just an episode. They're still getting their stuff together, and based off of how this episode does, is whether or not they'll continue with another one or not.
That'd be pretty good.
But they just want to check it out, get all different stuff, different Native American tribes together, and just see how it goes. Like, the voices of strong tribal women mingle and lead us through the history of Spanish, Mexican, and United States invasions of the American Southwest, the past of era of boarding schools, the reaffirmation of beauty, strength, and vigor sustains the culture and languages of New Mexican tribes today. Focuses on women who carry forth the collective memories, traditions and beliefs of their ancestral families, clans, and tribal communities. So this Thursday at 7 p.m., they're going to test it out and see what it's all about.
Pretty cool.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep. This will be a pretty good one if the parents out there want to have their kids learn a little bit something about the history and just about the culture of the Indians, right?
Yes, sir. Just to get a taste of what and where you come from, I guess.
Yep. So yeah, even myself, I can say that I don't know everything about the Navajo culture and the Navajo history, and I guess maybe I'll check this out, maybe even record it.
Yeah, I think it would be pretty cool. I probably will check it out too.
So Thursday at what time?
7 p.m. son.
7 p.m. Mountain Time. Ba-pow, son.
Ba-ba-ba-pow, yes sir.
Cool, cool history. Learn the history. Indians.
Yep. Here's another one. Adam Sandler is going to be in Santa Fe area for filming of a new video.
Adam Sandler.
Yep. First it was Tina Fey, now Adam Sandler. The comedian is in the land of enchantment filming his Western comedy, The Ridiculous Six, in Santa Fe. According to the New Mexico Film Office, the production will take place in Santa Fe and surrounding locations will shoot through May 1st. The Happy Madison production will air exclusively on Netflix. starring alongside Adam Sandler, is Terry Crews, George Garcia, Taylor Lutheran, Rob Schneider, Luke Wilson, and Nick Nolte. The production will employ at least 200 New Mexico crew members and 250 New Mexico actors and local background talent. And we are pleased to have the Happy Madison team back in the New Mexico and look forward to a long and fruitful relationship, says Nick from New Mexico Film Office Editor. So the film is being directed by Frank Corazzi, who is a hallam of Sandler's hit, The Wedding Singer. Cool.
Oh, okay. Terry Crews as that big guy, huh?
Yeah, the old Latrell guy.
Latrell, the one that likes to dance.
How did you know? I love this song. I'm making my way downtown, walking fast.
It's all so good.
Yeah.
I think that's one of the first movies that he was in that kind of got him noticed, huh?
Oh, yep.
Because he started dancing.
Got everybody talking.
Crazy dancer guy.
Dance it up.
And Netflix is getting some new shows February 15th to the 21st, I should say. So one of the movies that's going to be added to Netflix is Save the Date. Another one on the 17th is The Overnighters. February 18th, Earth to Echo in Secret, and The Fluffy Movie is going to be added on the 18th.
The Fluffy Movie.
That's the comedian, huh?
Yeah.
What was his name? Gabriel Iglesias. February 19th, White Bird and a Blizzard. February 20th, Richie Rich, Season 1. And February 21st, I was surprised to see this, RoboCop is going to be added to Netflix February 21st.
RoboCop. Nice,
yep.
Is it a new one or the original one?
No, this RoboCop's the new one, the 2014. What?
What? Are you serious?
Serious as what? Something, buddy.
Heart attack?
Yeah.
Serious as a New Mexico grad student makes Mars finalist list.
Mars finalist list?
Yep. Zachary Greg Gallegos, the UNM grad student who wants more than anything to ride off into space to establish the first human colony on Mars, has more reasons than ever to believe that his dream will come true. Gallegos, who's only 27, just learned that he has made the list of 100 finalists for the Mars One program. He is the only New Mexican on the list, from which 24 Earthlings will be chosen.
Earthlings.
That won't happen for years. But now, training for his trip to Mars begins in earnest. Yep, so this guy, the New Mexican guy, is the only guy from New Mexico to be able to go to Mars.
Go to space, man.
Yep, man. It's a one-way trip they're going to live out there.
One-way trip?
Yep.
That's pretty one-way crazy.
Yep, they got all kinds of little bunkers set up over there already, and it looks like they got one guy walking around already, too. But, there's going to be 100 people's going out there, and they're going to live out there. They ain't coming back.
That's some, you said start a colony, so start making babies in Mars, huh?
Making all them babies, son. Babies.
Baby makers. They should send out some baby. These people will be called baby makers. Baby maker earthlings.
Yep, take the blanket from the proposal, the baby maker blanket.
That's with what was her name?
Betty White.
Betty White, yeah, baby maker blanket. Oh, snap.
Ooh. Well, the guy from The Grinch is going to say, "Hey, honey, our baby's here."
Babies, yeah. Did you really watch that movie?
Like your boss.
Did you watch that movie, The Grinch?
Yes, sir.
Did you watch it during Christmas or just recently?
Both.
Oh, I think the last time we watched it was Christmas because it showed over Christmas.
Oh, yeah. No, we had a movie. My little girl, she liked that.
So, popped it in? VCR or DVD?
DVD, son.
DVD. Haven't seen a VCR in a long time.
We have a VCR for her. But we don't know what we did with the VCR tapes.
VCR tapes. Old school.
VHS tapes.
VHS.
Please rewind.
Yep. Be kind and rewind, son.
Yeah.
Can you still rent movies like at places?
I don't think so. I think they're all DVDs now. I don't think I will. Only go to Hastings, and actually, I think Hastings might rent some big shit, but if not, then you probably just have to buy it.
Probably. It's probably way in the corner, just a small section of VHS, huh?
Yeah, or like the collector's collection or something.
Yeah, it's all covered in dust in the back corner. They're waiting for the next... They're waiting for the next customer to go back there, then they can be a winner.
There's one person, the one of the employees is all old waiting back there.
Hey, we got a winner.
I haven't seen it out there in a couple years.
Old school.
We got a customer.
Yeah, we got a customer.
There's only like 3 people in that section area. They never left the area.
They never left. Wow. Still open 24/7.
Oh my god, you guys are here. Please tell me this is not a mirage.
This is not a mirage, not a dream. Am I dead?
Oh, pinch me.
Pinch me. Hit me with the tape. Yeah. But one thing that's not in the past, in the future, Xbox One and PS4s, Groupon is having a sale, which is only 10%, but at least it's 10%. So the Xbox One, instead of $350, you take 10% off, $35, which is going to come out to $315. And PS4, 10% off, $400, which is $40, so $360 for the PS4.
Nice.
But bam. Nice. So, yeah, just check out your Groupon, and you'll get a code. And I think the code is something like PREZ10 at the checkout, and you get 10% off. Bam, PS4 or your Xbox One, son.
Nice.
Yep, and this... And I want to say that over the holidays, Xbox One beat PS4 with sales. But after, the holidays, the PS4 jumped back in the lead, and PS4 is leading the way in sales again.
Damn.
Doing it big.
Yep, I know who's not doing it big no more.
Ooh.
Skateboarder injured after being towed behind friend's car.
Oh, snap.
A skateboarder was seriously injured while being towed behind his friend's car in the South Valley Monday afternoon, according to the Bernalillo County Sheriff's Office. Sergeant Aaron Williamson, a spokesman for the Sheriff's Office, said 19-year-old Luis Vasquez was holding onto the handle of the driver's side door of the Chevy Suburban traveling east on 5 points between Sunset and Gulf. Mr. Vasquez fell off his skateboard and was ran over by the rear tires of the SUV. Yep, just like that. Sustaining serious injuries to his upper body, according to Williamson. The second skateboarder was holding onto the car behind the tow strap, but was uninjured, he added. The investigation is ongoing, and the driver of the vehicle could face charges upon the conclusion of the investigation, Williamson said.
Investigation. Still under investigation, huh?
What a loser. That's why you don't do that.
That's why you don't do that. What, did he GoPro it?
No, I wish he probably did.
GoPro
YouTube it.
YouTube it. Yeah, did he Instagram it? Did his friends Instagram it?
Yo, got Instagram where he got ran over.
Oh.
Just... Oh my god, where he got ran over. He's still alive.
Still alive. Fail. It's going to be on, what was it? Ridiculousness. Yeah, it's going to be on Ridiculousness. Next episode.
Rob Dyrdek. Find him. Show it.
Find him. Yes, sir. Dyrdek. Ridiculousness. That's a pretty funny show, huh?
Yeah. Love it. Love it, love it, love it.
Love it. And here's a meme. It says, it's the picture of The Rock. Remember when he closes his eyes and lifts his head up?
Oh, yeah.
Remember, I think that's where, like he says, like, do you smell what the rock is cooking?
Yep.
Yeah, when he is a picture, there's a picture of him like that, and it says, I could just smell those W-2s getting printed right now.
Here's one. The Facts of Life. It's a short story. It goes, this is a story about four people people named everybody, somebody, anybody, and nobody. There was an important job to be done, and everybody was sure that somebody would do it. Anybody could have done it, but nobody did it. Somebody got angry about that because it was everybody's job. Everybody thought anybody could do it, but nobody realized that everybody wouldn't do it. It ended up that everybody blamed somebody when nobody did anybody could have done it. Boom!
That's a pretty good one.
Yep.
Anybody did it, but everybody's supposed to do it, and they blame somebody.
Everybody blames somebody when they know that it was nobody's stuff.
Nobody.
It could have been done by everyone. I don't know.
Cool. That's a good one. Good one. Here's another one. Ready? Shout out to the ATM fees for making me buy my own money.
Teachers and students. The teacher says, kids, what does the chicken give you? The students reply, meat. Okay, very good. Now, what does the pig give you? Bacon. Great. Now, what does the fat cow give you? Homework.
Oh. Crazy, crazy kids. Your mama's so fat. When she sat on my iPhone, she made the iPad.
When your ex says, you'll never find someone like me, the answer to that is, that's the point.
Oh! That is, huh? That's the point.
I want to find nobody like you.
All right, here's a quick story. I think it's I read this and then I saved it. So I think it's a father and his boy. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. It's just like teaching the boy a lesson. But here it goes. There's once a little boy who had a bad temper. His father gave him a bag of nails and told him that every time he lost his temper, he must hammer a nail into the fence. The first day, the boy had driven 37 nails into the fence. Over the next few weeks, as he learned to control his anger, the number of nails hammered daily gradually dwindled down. He discovered it was easier to hold his temper than to drive those nails into the fence. Finally, the day came when the boy didn't lose his temper at all. He told his father about it, and the father suggested that the boy now pull out one nail for each day that he was able to hold his temper. The days passed, and the young boy was finally able to tell his father that all the nails were gone. The father took his son by the hand and led him to the fence. He said, "You have done well, my son, but look at the holes in the fence. The fence will never be the same. When you say things in anger, they leave a scar just like this one. You can put a knife in a man and draw it out. It won't matter how many times you say I'm sorry, the wound is still there. Make sure you control your temper. The next time you are tempted to say something, you will regret later." And this says it's by an author unknown, so they don't know who wrote it. That was that.
Come on. Author that, son of a...
Pretty cool, huh?
Get credit. Let someone know your wisdom. Let someone know who you are.
It was...
Do a repost with your name.
Repost.
Come on.
Repost it. Facebook it.
Repost it on the tweetage.
On the tweetage.
Instagram it up with your name.
Instagram it. Okay, I got another one. You ready? This one's a picture of Liam Neeson. I think he's holding a guy's neck and he's ready to break his neck or something, like in the Taken movies.
Oh yeah.
Okay, so his face is all mad and he's holding this guy's head and he's ready to break it or something. So he says, the meme is, "I've trained Jedi, I've trained Batman, I was Zeus, and you still think kidnapping my family is a good idea?"
That was a good one. I think I like that one.
Yeah. Liam
Neeson. Okay, here's one. A teacher wanted to teach her students about self-esteem, so she asked anyone who thought they were stupid to stand up. One kid stood up, and the teacher was surprised. She didn't think anyone would stand up, so she asked him, "Why did you stand up?" He answered, "I don't want to leave you standing up by yourself."
No. I support you, teacher. That's a good one.
I know. Light travels faster than sound, so this is why some people appear bright until you hear them speak.
That's a good one, too. That's a good one.
Roses are red. Your blood is too. You look like a monkey and belong in a zoo. Do not worry. I'll be there, too. Not in the cage, but laughing at you.
And since you're on the Valentine one, is here's a meme. Shout out to the hotel maids that have to change sheets February 15th.
That's too funny, my brother.
Too funny.
Here's an old one. A husband and wife are trying to set up a new password for their computer. The husband puts, "My penis." The wife falls to the ground laughing because on the screen it says, "Error, not long enough."
Oh! crazy. Error. All right, here's sort of a encouragement one. The miracle isn't that I finished. The miracle is that I had the courage to start. And it's a picture of a person running, like exercising.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Cool. The teacher asked Jimmy, "Why is your cat at school today, Jimmy?" Jimmy replied, crying, "Because I heard my daddy tell mommy I'm going to eat that pussy once Johnny leaves from school today."
No! No! Oh, snap. The kids. Down. Oh, man. And I got one more. It's a picture of a guy running. It says, "Sweat is fat crying." Yeah, that's it.
Sweat is fat crying?
Sweat is fat crying.
Yo, mama is so fat, I took a picture of her last Christmas, and it's still printing.
Oh! Man, that's big.
Your mama's so fat, when she got on the scale, it said, "I need your weight, not your phone number."
Oh! It said, "Error, not long enough." Oh!
Your mama's so fat, when she went to the beach, a whale swam up and sang, "We are family." And me.
Well, that's a good one.
Your mama so fat and old, when God said, "Let there be light," he asked your mother to move out of the way.
Oh. Move. Alrighty. Real quick, new releases, Redbox. Everybody likes Redbox. Do you like Redbox, Mr. A?
I love it.
I like it a lot. New releases, Lucy, The Box Trolls. Ooh, I want to see that one, The Box Trolls. St. Vincent. That was with Bill Murray and Melissa McCarthy. And The Drop. Oh, yeah. The Drop. That's with Tom Hardy. That's with Bane. Tom Hardy?
Bane. Uh-huh.
Can you do Tom Hardy impression?
No.
No. And the most popular in Redbox is Gone Girl, Get On Up, John Wick, and The Judge, and The Fury. And I gotta say, for John Wick, I give that a 5 out of 5 Rock Pod stars, my brother.
Nice. I give Fury 5 Rock Pod stars.
Nice. I haven't seen Fury, but yeah. I want to watch it. Have you seen John Wick?
Nope, but I'm going to watch it.
You got to watch it, man. It's bad, man. It's bad. And then the other movie, it's a little bit older than these ones, but we also watched The Equalizer. Remember with Denzel?
Oh yeah.
Have you seen that one?
I sure have.
That one's a real good one too, huh? The Equalizer.
Yep.
Yep. So all right. This week, I guess from Mr. B, I recommend John Wick for you listeners out there. Check it out. 5 out of 5 Raw Pot stars.
I recommend Fury. 5 Rock Pod stars out of 5 Rock Pod stars. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, son. And new movies that are opening this week in theaters, The Duff, McFarlane USA, and Hot Tub Time Machine Dos. Hot Tub Time Machine number two.
Oh, okay.
Nakke, nakke. It's not a word for two. Nakke, nakke. Say it with me. Nakke.
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 I wasn't with you, but yeah.
Nakke. Do it. Do it. Do it.
Do it. One day, Jimmy got home early from school, and his mom asked, "Why are you home so early?" He answered, "Because I was the only one that answered a question in my class." She said, "Wow, my son is a genius." "What was the question?" Jimmy replied. "The question was, who threw the trash can at the principal's head?"
Oh, I get it now. That's why he got sent home. Ba-bam!
Light bulb.
You gotta excuse my friend. He's a little slow.
Two blondes fell down a hole. One said, "It's dark in here, isn't it?" The other said, "I don't know, I can't see."
Oh! Good one, good one. And like I said, games. I like games. You like games, Mr. A?
I love games, my brother.
Do you like Halo?
Halo, hell yeah.
Halo. Well, this year, 2015 Halo Championship Series, the people that put on Halo tournaments, they just double the prize from $50,000 to $100,000, son.
Man, I wish I had the thing.
Yep, so the prizes are first place $50,000, second place $20,000, third place $10,000, fourth place $8,000, fifth and sixth place $4,000 each, seventh and eighth place $2,000 each.
Damn, seventh and eighth place, you still get $2,000?
It's still 2 G's, son.
Yeah, we should enter it.
Just enter. And this, this tournament's going to be held April 17th through the 19th in Boston.
Let's do it. Seven and eight play $2,000.
Yep. Man, it's just, yep. Eight. So eight people get eight people get money.
Yeah. Brave. Eight people get G's. $16,000. And that's not even the first prize winner.
No. So, yeah. So I guess since the price was doubled, I guess. Before it was double, they got less. Man, first place $50,000.
And that's just for the whole group or each two?
Oh yeah, that's right, huh? Because sometimes because they do play on teams. Okay, yeah. Well, this one it doesn't tell you what tournament it's for. So I think I don't know if it's an individual tournament or if it's a team tournament. So you just gotta. I guess when the time comes, then they'll announce it, whatever the prize is for, either for individual or as a team.
Oh, yeah. Damn, imagine that. Individually?
Individually, yep. The first place is $50,000.
Damn, each player gets $50,000. That'd be crazy. Like, man, where are they getting all this money from? From y'all's taxes, where it comes from.
Yep.
Damn, paying my taxes to a bunch of gamers? Gee.
Gamers. And more and more tournaments are I'm trying to find the word. More and more tournaments are happening these days. So a lot of prizes given away and money and prizes.
Money, money, money. It's all about the money, baby.
Yep.
Yep. My friend thinks he is smart. He told me an onion is the only food that makes you cry. So I threw a coconut at his face.
I just pictured Dumb and Dumber. Harry and Lloyd. That's something they would do.
Yeah, we watched the second one again not too long ago. Dumb and Dumber 2.
Yeah.
Because my younger brother and my girlfriend, they haven't seen that yet. So we ordered it on Comcast.
Oh, okay.
And they finally got to see it. It was awesome.
Yeah. Onion's the only one that makes you cry. Coconut.
And you're not my grandson.
Oh yeah, that lady. That part we had to close little bee's eyes.
Yeah.
Oh, then he blows his hands off. Dumb and dumber.
Nasty.
Nasty, nasty.
Which sexual position produces the ugliest children? See, that is, ask your Obama.
Oh, crazy. Ask your mama. Your mama's taking the beating tonight. And I shall end my part with this last tech story. You ready?
Yes, sir.
There's these headphones. It's called Helios Wireless Headphones. And the one thing that makes these pair of headphones different than the others is these headphones, the band of the headphones, you know, the one that goes over your head?
Mm-hmm.
It has a solar panel on it, so these headphones power up these wireless Bluetooth headphones from the sun.
Oh, wow.
Pretty good, huh?
Sounds pretty cool.
And the battery lasts for 15 hours for these headphones.
Damn, 15 hours.
15 hours, yep. So, but if you're out in the sun, it just charges and charges. This will be good, like if you're, I don't know how the feel of it or how the headphones is, but if it's good for doing activities, like, exercise activities, running, biking, whatever.
Oh yeah.
It'll be pretty good to use that when you're biking or running, so you don't have to worry about your headphones dying out. It'll stay charged in the sun. That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, I would definitely get some of those.
Yeah, so yeah, so it's just a regular good pair of wireless Bluetooth headphones, and the band of the headphones charges your battery through the solar panels. Pretty cool.
Nice. I like it.
I like it a lot.
Yes, sir. Well, I gotta probably say I'll end my story with the sheriff now is creating a new unit in the Bernalillo County Jail to investigate in-jail crimes, because the unit will also respond to crimes among the inmates. The jail generated about 650 calls for the service last year, including drug possessions, batteries, sexual offenses, and so on and so forth, the sheriff said. So, with that being said, the sheriff has elected four deputies to do a little group investigation to help solve inside crimes in the jail cell.
Oh, first thing I thought of was like those movies where they hire somebody to go into prison to do investigation, but they're not really, and they go under a different name, and nobody knows that they're in there for investigation, but they end up doing something crazy, and they almost end up dying, and they survive at the end.
Oh yeah, something similar to that one. What was it called? Remember the one with Stallone and Arnold?
Oh, okay, that
Stallone is the only one who can escape every single prison in the United States, and he tests out Arnold's state facility, whatever, and he ends up getting out too.
Wasn't it called like Escape Plan?
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah,
you got it, son.
Yeah, that's the first thing I thought of. Bernalillo.
Oh, they're doing it big.
Investigating big.
Just let them all kill each other.
Yep.
All the ones who are in there for life.
For lifers, eh?
Yep. Did you hear that they're doing this new technology thingy where the inmates who are up for execution, instead of electrocuting them to death, now they just have this robot where it rips off their head in less than a second.
Really?
Yeah, they already tried it. I forgot where they tried it already. One of the inmates was set for execution, so they put a bag over his head, and they played some soothing music, and the robot came down and took his head off.
Man, like
a lot less painful and more, I guess you can say, humane instead of electrifying him to death.
Instead of suffering?
Yeah, they just play some soft, soothing music, and then they rip your head off in less than a second, so you won't feel no pain or nothing.
Bam. It's crazy.
But, yeah, they're going to start doing that now. I was like, what the? I guess that's cool.
Was like, it like,
can you play some Eminem while I go out?
Play some Eminem. play some Slipknot.
Damn. Play some Metallica.
play some Metallica.
Play some Disturbed.
Yep.
And Five Finger Death Punch.
Ooh. Oh. Play some Nicki Minaj.
Either. Nicki Minaj.
Miley Cyrus. The Wrecking Ball song. What was that?
I came in like a wrecking ball. And then,
there, that's it. He's gone. Or that Frozen, the one you're always singing.
Say never. Yeah, the Frozen song by Demi Lovato. Let it go.
Let it go. Let it go. Man, imagine. And then the people that are watching that, and then when they hear the song, man, I bet that's good. That's what they're going to picture every time they hear that song from now on.
Oh, yeah. Like, damn. You guys don't even know the story behind this song.
Let it go. Let it go. You know,
Let it go.
He starts crying. And the other person's always saying, yeah, every time he hears a song, he just starts crying. I don't know why.
Let's try it again. Let it go. Let it go.
Just start crying. Oh, man.
I think it triggers something deep down.
deep down inside his heart.
If you didn't know, now you know.
Wu-Tang Clan ain't none to F with. Oh.
Where are the white women at?
Where are white women? or even a dubstep song, huh? Push it.
Push it real good.
Push it real good. Oh, man. So every time you see that commercial, he starts crying.
Bam, yep. Yeah,
alrighty. Episode is in the books. Rock Pod. Doing it big.
Doing it up.
Yes, sir. So, like I said, Rock Pod. Everything about anything. But my favorite is tech, games, and movies. Mr. A. He knows about everything, right, Mr. A?
Know about everything.
Do you know about Ninja Turtles?
You know.
Well, Mr. A.
What up?
If you know about a lot of things, would you fight Santa Claus or Kanye West?
Santa Claus.
Bam.
Mother, are you real? Are you fake?
Are you real? Fake. Real, son. Keep it real. Mr. A.
What up, son?
Any last word for the Rock Pod? Is it Rock Pod Land?
If you don't like the road you're walking on, start paving another one.